Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, of course, Daniel Brickman, and fantastic broadcast, James McKinney, one of our favorites, will be on in a moment. And then later today, this is a topic, you know, we want to talk. We went from talking about vaccines, and we thought, well, we'll have a less controversial topic. We'll talk about slavery. I'm not laughing at slavery. I'm laughing at if you bring up anything, you want to discuss anything about a vaccine, you want to discuss about anything about the 1619 Project, and it's like, dear God, you shot the moon or something. I don't know. You pulled the moon from the sky and threw it in the ocean. I don't know. It's crazy. But these are important subjects. Let's talk about them. And we're going to talk. Steve Bias. He's a historian. He's a history teacher. And he's a subject where he's written in the New American. America did not invent slavery. It ended it. This is such an important topic to frame because why? Because everything they're pushing forward, this race, critical race theory, this diversity to some degree, the whole deal is around these premises that we're just supposed to accept as just gospel truth. Well, let's get to the gospel truth, or at least let's discuss it and let's see if we can come up with something, because I don't think they're telling us the gospel truth. So Steve Bias is going to be on here, and James McKinney is waiting here in a second. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know, this is not financial advice. This is just my opinion, my observations. James, are you there? Are you there now? I don't know if he's, I can't hear him. Todd, is he there? James, you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay. I was starting to say that if people haven't considered, you know, 5-10 years ago, somebody said, hey, there's people want to be controllers in the governments or in the world that wanted to crash the economy, implode the economy, take your independence away, make you put a socialist system in place and chip you and track you. Okay, 5-10 years ago, somebody told you that, most of America would raise their eyebrows at the very least or laugh you out of the room. Okay, Klaus Schwab just said almost verbatim what I just said. Klaus Schwab, of course, the head of the World Economic Forum, he just said it. If you haven't considered getting your affairs in order, your life in order, you're getting closer to your family, that, you know, long lost aunt you haven't talked to and whatever, you may want to talk to her. I'll just say that. Our first guest is, absolute icon. I guess it would be a good word for him in the truth movement, along with his, wide ranging knowledge. I don't know of anybody that you can talk about so many subjects with and have such a profound a conversation with than James McKinney. JMCCSCI.com is his website. He's a tier one scientist. He's a American. He's a patriot. He's an inventor. He's all of that. And he's my friend, James McKinney. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. Am I still getting a okay sound here?
Yeah, I think we're doing good. There may be a slight delay where you're at. So just, kind of pause for a second. Allow me to respond and stuff, but everything seems to be very fine. It's good to have you on.
Well, good. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. And I've said this, over the years, but people just, like you say, they don't realize they got the goody two shoes, rosy colored glasses on. And, people give speeches. Apparently Biden just gave a speech. This is all the facade. This is all to make you sit back and I'll even say something, Daniel. We do a lot of radio. I've been on a lot of radio shows and stuff. And I get the impression sometimes that people listen thinking that something is really going on and something's really going to happen, when in the background, the people who are taking control of this world and the United States have been working in the background, and they're busy while everybody else is relaxing, thinking that somebody else is doing something. And I hate to say it, but like even when Trump was president, we were expecting him to do a lot of things, which he didn't do. He did not drain the swamp. The swamp consumed him in the very end. He was surrounded by swamp. He was daily had swamp in his office advising him, et cetera. So while we were all thinking something was going on positive, they were preparing for the day when he would be gone. And they would come back in, and all of this would come rushing back in like a tidal wave. And that's where we are today.
Let's talk about a couple very concerning things. One, one of the most sensitive parts of America is the back pocket, obviously. But beyond that, shortly down the list is gasoline. Gasoline prices, gasoline availability. I was a small child. I can remember being in my grandfather's car. He had a green Pontiac. I didn't have a seatbelt or a car seat. Wow, but how did I even make it here? I have no idea. I wasn't restrained. But anyway, I digress. I can remember being in my grandfather's Pontiac, and we're waiting in line for the gas and the gas rations, and my grandfather just being so pissed off. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's such a hilarious, but I mean, we may be looking at the same thing again here, James. What's going on with the gas?
Well, it's planned. These are planned. The Texas power outage was planned. The California power outages were planned. These were things that did not have to happen. The New York power outage was planned. This is to get people primed to the idea that you're not going to have energy. How many oil shortages have we been through? We were in one with Nixon. We were in one with, throughout the various presidencies, we've had oil shortages, people sitting in line. There was never, ever an oil shortage. The story of peak oil, remember how that hit the press? That was the big rage. Everybody was talking about peak oil when it was about 1980 something. I talked to a geologist, and he said they're laying off all of the geologists from the oil companies because they have found so much oil we could never, ever in a million years use it all. We've never had an oil shortage, ever. The reason they kept the oil from the Mideast was because of shipping. The shipping companies that moved the oil from the Mideast to the United States made 10% of the profit of all oil went to the shipping companies. That's why we got oil from the Mideast, not because we didn't have any, not because we needed it from the Mideast, because of the shipping companies, because of the investment of the big world players in shipping.
What is
There's
the deal?
There's never been an oil problem.
What is the deal with oil? It used to be, I've heard, you correct me if I'm wrong, I'm under the premise Rockefeller, there's documents about this, that they invented more or less the story, or they propagated the story that, hey, oil is made up of dead dinosaurs. There's only so many dead dinosaurs, and so it's limited. We got to raise the price, and it's going to be, we're going to use it all up. Where do you fall along that line? Is that true, or what is the reality of oil?
Well, the term fossil fuels came from that ridiculous concept that somehow dinosaur bones formed oil. Or that oil came from, decaying fern forests. There's vast amounts of oil under the Atlantic Ocean, all over the world, under all of the oceans. We have vast amounts of oil. So where were the fern forests in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean? It doesn't make any sense. It was never true. Oil comes from the passage of Earth through comet tails, the hydrocarbons that came in. The ancients experienced this. They talk about the rain of naphtha coming in the air, and it burnt their skin. They had to hide from it because we were passing through a comet tail. That's where the oil comes from. There's so much of it, and that's where the water comes from, too. There are oceans of oil, and it's like in the tar sands in Venezuela, up in Saskatchewan, Alberta, the oil that's in the sand came from external sources. Now they're saying that, it's just created spontaneously underground by pressure. It's like, no, that doesn't make any sense either, because how are you going to create a lake, a virtual ocean of oil under the ground by chemical processes? It doesn't work. There's no way to get all this oil in one area. So they keep bouncing around with these theories on where oil comes from. It's absolutely absurd. It's absurd. So anyway, the bottom line is there is no oil shortage. turning off a pipeline because of terrorism or whatever. You know, this is all created. It's all created for the end result of just shutting everything down.
There's been, obviously, as soon as Biden consumed the office, I don't know what other word to use, whatever, however you want to say it, whatever. As soon as Biden got in there, the Keystone Pipeline was virtually immediately shut down. They're bringing a lot of oil through America down to the Texas refineries. Just recently, supposedly, allegedly, whatever, I mean, it seems very coincidental, these things. Another major pipeline of gas has been hacked and shut down. And so they're actually saying that, you know, within the week, the Northeast is not going to have the gas that they need. And maybe we're looking, you know, if my grandfather was still alive, he'd be in his Pontiac yelling again. That's what we're looking at. The price of gas has spiked pretty good. I mean, we've seen higher, and we probably will see a lot higher soon. I mean, this has got to be a killer for shipping, for industry. Gas prices, gas availability is a major thing for an economy. This is not a small thing at all. What do you see as the dangers here, the ramifications? How important is this, James?
Well, I've been contacted many times by groups, including government groups, to stabilize and install a plan to prevent hacking of the electric grid, of the oil systems, etc. And it never goes anyplace. It always gets up to a certain level of government, and then it just ends. It's like the, you know, falling off a trestle. It stops. When, for example, on election fraud, before the 2020 election, I spent a lot dealing with pointing out exactly where the election fraud was happening, how it was happening, etc. And it would get up to a certain level, like Ted Cruz's desk, and it would just fall off the end of the earth. And it wasn't just me, it was groups. Like Arizona had a big, powerful lobby group that was working on this, and they tried to get information to Trump, and it wouldn't get to him. It would just, it like vaporize into thin air in the same way with power. All of this is preventable. But when you get up to the level of people that are really in control, the people you don't see their names, you know, it's not the Bill Gates of the world or anybody like that. My rule is if you see their name, if you see their faces, they don't rule anything. They're clogs in a wheel. They're necessary idiots, you know. And they can be taken out in a New York second. So all of this has been planned for a long time, and they're rolling it out. First, there was COVID. Now things are getting back to normal. Oops, now we got a terrorist event dealing with oil pipelines. Oops, now we got, you know, they're pulling the rabbit out of the rabbit hat. And this is all CIA-sponsored. You got to understand who they are. They're the police force of the World Bank. And they have a dozen of these, and they can pull them out at any time. And these are planned events.
Let me ask you about inflation. And I go anywhere you want to, but, you know, it used to be, I don't know, a year ago, I don't know, somewhere around there. You say, well, prices are going up or prices are going to go up. And that was kind of a debate on a discussion. And people say, oh, no, it's just this, it's that, it's just temporary, it's whatever, it's the beginning of COVID, it's not really happening. Well, I don't think there's any argument anymore. And I think we've just seen the beginning. Your thoughts, anything about inflation that we're seeing?
Well, the pricing of housing materials, which is a primary national indicator, has tripled in the last 6 months.
Wow.
Literally, the cost of goods for cost of shipping has doubled or tripled, which there's no reason for this. And once things start going up, then they're not going to come back down. But, you know, these are all controlled events. And it's like the economy cannot manage. There's certain elements of the economy that can continue to manage. But you get down to the average worker, et cetera, who's trying to buy a house or build a house or whatever. And, you know, like Elon Musk just came out and doubled and tripled the price for their solar panels because they didn't calculate correctly or whatever the excuse is. But, you know, the economy cannot handle doubling and tripling of prices of essential goods. So once again, where is this coming from? There's no economic reason for it.
I'm, you know, I just moved. Everybody knows that, you know, we've discussed this, and I had to buy something. I haven't bought something for a house, like, you know, a couch or a table. You know, I haven't bought stuff like that for, you know, quite a many years now. And I tried to find something immediately when I went into the store. I had sticker shock. I like, a table is what? And it wasn't even that high quality. It wasn't even like a, you know, all wood custom table. I'm like, what? And trying, and then that's one issue. The other issue is, oh, we don't have it in stock. We're going to have to ship it to you. Okay. When are you going to ship it? Oh, September. What? I mean, this isn't just gas. This is, certainly house everything. Goods. Yeah. It's starting to be everything. How much of this is they killed the supply chain, and so it's a result of that? How much of it is, what is the pressure point? What is the cog in the wheel that they're turning? If this is planned, if this is manipulated, certainly seems to be. What are those cogs that all this hinges on? Is it supply chain? Is it the dollar devaluing? What is it? Or all of the above? I don't know. Which one? What is it?
Well, I think the things that are big like oil are controlled from high above. Like I say, the people you don't see. But the other things, I think people are just charging as much as they can right now so that they think that this might be their last sale. And if somebody will pay that, they'll take the money, and because next month there will be no income. I get the impression that that's what's going on.
What is the deal with unemployment?
In other words, there's no competition. Yeah.
What's the deal with unemployment? It seems like we can't make anything because nobody will work because the government's funding them to stay home. Well, what's the deal there?
Well, that's everybody's hope is some, you know, the next, everybody's wondering about the fourth stimulus check. And there again, you know, that's what people are looking for. If that's what you need to survive next month, you're in trouble. And that's the case with a lot of people. But it's getting, you know, you have representatives that want a guaranteed income. But this is the slippery slope, and it's not even slippery. It's just like greased. And this is where enslavement comes from. Somebody pulls the string one day and says, you people can never pay this off. You are completely bonded forever, including your children. Now we own you, and that's where it's headed. This is not the first time in history this has happened. This has happened many times. I made the point when Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, he didn't write it. He just summarized everything that had been done throughout history to come into a country, take it over, and demolish it and take over the population to install communism. Communism being the government has complete control. Everybody else lives in the dirt and are slaves. That's communism, and that's where it's headed. And the younger generation for the last three generations have been taught in public schools and private schools, if they went to a private school, but they still taught the same garbage, priming them for communism. And so when it's rolling out, when they talk about inclusivity or sustainability or all these terms, what that really means is communism. And they don't even know it. So you have generations of young people that don't know what's going on.
This is one of the banes of my existence on the show is even, you know, when you try to say, okay, what's the problem? What's the real problem? What are the solutions? And when having a lot of discussions with people, and these are red-blooded Americans, salt of the earth type. I wouldn't say that because salt of the earth seems to get this, but you know, these are Americans. When you bring up school, there is such a stonewall about it. They will defend that damn school to the death. I don't get it. Why are people so slow to understand? Well, why are our children rioting in the street? Why are our children have these ideas? Why did Johnny go off to college and now he doesn't want to go to church anymore? I'm like, do you need somebody with a rocket science degree to figure this out? Where do you think they got the idea? Why do you think they don't think like you? Do you think you can overcome 9 hours a day at school for 15 years? Are you that stupid? I mean, why are people so hesitant to understand where the bane of our ideological losses have come in this country?
Well, it's been a slow progress. It started a long time ago. And, I mean, this has been a plan. There's a, document. What is it? I forget the name of it, but it's basically a plan. And one of the very specific things was to attack education, to remove science, mathematics, and logic. Those are the three specific things that have been removed from school. So science has turned into a list of science facts. The Carl Sagan approach, where we tell you a bunch of facts, you memorize them because we're smart and you're dumb. That's happened in 1979, and Carl Sagan's Cosmos series has been the fundamental basis for all science. Geology, microbiology, evolutionary biology, everything. And it's all garbage. It's all complete garbage. And so what kids have grown up with is no ability to reason, no ability to extract logical connections, no ability to do mathematics with the new math, etc. No, it's you have a younger generation that I was listening to a comedian the other night, and he was like a woke comedian talking about things, and you know, the telephones and the dependency on like phones and chat and things like that have taken the kids' brains and turned them into mush.
There's the music.
Three generations worth.
This is the music, ladies and gentlemen. There's a break. James McKinney, jmccsci.com. It's well worth a trip down to his website. We'll be back. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. compounds. Such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Steve Bias says, I've never interviewed Steve. America did not invent slavery, it ended it. Fascinating topic. It's certainly timely, and I want a different perspective than LeBron James lecturing me about this subject. I want to talk to somebody else, and maybe I'll learn something. So he'll be here in about a half hour. James is on hold. Encourage people, thepowermall.com. Of course, we got a great sale on quercetin. How important is quercetin? The hydroxy is a form of quinine. I don't want to mix this up, but basically it's similar to quercetin. Quercetin links with the zinc and allows the zinc to get into cells and it makes it work. You know, I've heard some people say 4 or 5 times more potent, more efficacy if you have the quercetin with the zinc and other things. It's also for allergies. People seem to do really well with allergies with the quercetin. So, certainly, zinc is extremely important right now. Vitamin D, zinc, all these things, the oregano, all on sale at the Power Mall. Of course, don't forget the heart drops. The most profound product that we have ever sold are the heart drops. People's lives have been forever changed with that product. The bladder, the prostate. I'm sorry, I'm getting text here as of, anyway, I apologize. I was waiting for this text. Thepowermall.com. One of the things that you can do now is to get prepared and to have these great products from Strauss, the heart drops, the kidney, the bladder support, all the above is extremely effective. We've had nothing but unbelievable results. You cannot lose with the Strauss products. Your money is guaranteed. If it doesn't work, you don't like it, whatever, you can send it back to get your money back. That's how important and powerful this is, and all the testimonies of all the years, very important. ThePowerMall.com. Check it out, 877-817-9829. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support. We're getting back to James McCanney. We do have a call. Let's go to the caller real quick, James, and then we'll continue on. There's an important story. Brett just texted me about Tucker Carlson doing a piece on Fauci and the bats, so we'll talk about that on the other side. We have Chad in North Carolina. Chad in North Carolina, you're live on the air, my friend. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Daniel and Professor McCanny. I really enjoy the information. I really appreciate it. I'd listen to the show more often if I didn't have to work second shift. But my question is regarding disinformation. And I had a coworker tell me that he checked out this website and he just was just elated with what he was reading, and I needed to check it out. And he told me it was Real Raw News, and I believe that was the one that reported the attempt on Trump at Mar-a-Lago a few months ago. And so it didn't occur to me till the day where I had seen that site before. So he told me to check out the website, and I looked at it, and it had some very intriguing articles, but one that got my attention, and I thought, this disinformation very well could be, was one that stated that Giuliani's home was raided because he had video of Hillary Clinton gruesomely being hung at Guantanamo Bay. And so I guess my question is, you know, that would that not raise a red flag if this has got to be disinformation?
Possibly. I'll let James answer. Let me interject something before you get James' response. Giuliani himself on, I think it was Fox, I think he was an interview, he said when he was raided, the FBI people were very nice, whatever. And I guess while you're raiding, how nice can you be when you're raiding your house? But he offered them evidence about Hunter Biden, a laptop with evidence about Hunter Biden, and the FBI refused to take it. Now, I don't know about what you just said, but he said
that was in the article.
Okay, so that okay,
was
Giuliani,
in the article.
Giuliani did say that on national television. James, your thoughts? Disinformation? We're chasing our rabbit tail. We're, you know, something's going on behind the scenes. We just sit back and relax, and everything will be okay. I mean, that it sounds like you know, stuff is going on. What have you? Your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen this back and forth. You know, there's so many things they say going on in the background. Or is that what they call, Alex Jones did some commentary on this one day, calling it hope porn. He had Steve Pacinic on saying
Hopium.
That, that all of this was being taken care of at high level. People were involved so anyway, I don't know. I've kind of stepped out a lot of these arenas because it's gotten so crazy, and I'm so busy basically running my businesses and doing hopefully some other work on Prime Numbers in the background and other work. But I don't know. I really don't have an opinion anymore as to whether this is true, not true. Somebody putting articles in, disinformation. I don't know. So I really don't know. There used to be a time when I could smell things, but it's gotten so nuts that you don't know anymore what's real, what's not real, what's, you know, what's planted stories. I don't know.
Right.
Let me piggyback what he just said. I would second that. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of these news stories, a lot of these things, I don't even cover them that much anymore. If you've noticed, I cover them a lot less because they're so unreliable. And I do not want to, one, I don't want to fill you full of false hope. One, on the show, I want things that you know what's real? The price of the gas pump just went up. You know what's real? The price of toilet paper is going up. You know what I know is real?
Right.
Because I'm in the food industry. I know the price of food, it has gone up and will continue to dramatically, please write down what I said, ladies and gentlemen. The price of food will dramatically rise over the next 6-8 months unless something unforeseen, drastic comes in and changes the direction. I know those. Those are the things I know, and really they're most important. Freedom is most important. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that's most important. Your sheriff is most important. These are the things that I know. So I don't think, I know that James is not avoiding your question. I'm not avoiding your question either. I know that there's a lot of doublespeak going on. There's a lot just flat out lies going on. I don't know how to answer. I really don't know how to answer your question either.
Let me interrupt for a second,
go ahead.
Daniel. Here's something that I can tell you is that I mentioned it before. When Trump was in office, there was like a lot of hope that things were going on. He would have a second term, et cetera. But I'll tell you something. These people are vicious. They work behind the scenes. They're very good at putting people in key places. Like when the election fraud issue came up, they had key judges in every spot to block any question. And then it became illegal to talk about it. They have teams and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people working on this at all levels. And, anyway, what I'm of the opinion that any, elections, et cetera, nothing will ever come back. This is all completely controlled. And this is what happens when fascism moves in. This is the face of fascism. And that's what we're seeing. And so I don't foresee anything coming back and, things going on in the background or whatever. I don't see it myself. And I think anything like that is just maybe false hope or maybe trying to fish out people to make comments on it, or whatever, to try and identify people. But I think this is a worldwide phenomenon. I examine other countries. This is going on in other countries. When COVID started to relax and people started to take the masks off and get back to normal, wham, in came something else in every other country in the world, not just the United States.
Hey, Chad, have you ever seen the movie Outlaw Josie Wales?
Oh, yeah, it's actually one of my favorites.
One of my absolute favorites, absolute favorite. Okay, there's a scene, you may remember, hopefully the audience has seen that movie. There's a scene when the ferry boat rider, he's talking to Granny, gets his supplies, his partner is already hurt, he's already shot, he's trying to deal with his wound. The ferry boat rider takes him across the river, and he's singing Dixie. You know, I wish I was in the land of cotton. You know, going across, he gets him across.
Yep.
He says, "Now you guys stay here. You know, run along. I'll hold the ferry. Pull, Lemuel. Pull. I'll just go slow as I can because the Union soldiers are on the other side waiting to get. I'll go slow. You go ahead and hide, Josie. Pull, Lemuel. Pull." You know, the whole time he's telling you one thing, and the other in the background he's telling Lemuel to pull as fast as he can to get back over to get the soldiers so that they can get Josie. This is what's going on.
And then he starts singing the battle hymn of the Republic.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
He changes his tune. You know,
right.
That's where that came from. Changing their tune, right? Because if you're talking to a Southerner or a Yankee. So, this is what I do know, and this is what I would be certain about. They are on that ferry. You're watching the ferry boat drivers. They're telling you everything's fine. They're telling you don't worry. They'll look out for you all the time in the background. They are saying, pull, Lemuel, pull, as fast as they can.
Right.
That's what I'm certain about. You want to know what I know? That's what I'm certain about.
Well, can I ask you a question? And this is totally subjective, but do you think that we're actually witnessing the beginning of, a biblical-type situation here? Because there doesn't seem to be anybody trying to correct the problem. They're just trying to make it worse. And, you know, it's obviously hurting a lot of people.
When you say biblical, what do you mean by that? A biblical type? What do you mean?
Well, I'm not a theologian or anything, but if, you know, you read in the book of Revelation, it talks about forcing people to take the mark. And I believe that if this shot is not that, it Klaus Schwab, I've nicknamed him Klaus Barbie, seems to be intent on promoting the tattoos or whatever it is they have, and everybody else just doesn't seem to have any right to say anything about it. And we're entering that situation where you would have a little tiny group of people literally making everybody subservient to their will. And
all right,
this reminds me of
the Bible. All All right, let me try to answer your question. Maybe James will have a comment. James, you okay? This is really important. I think these questions Chad is bringing up. To answer the short of your question is yes. Yes, I do think this is biblical times. I think it's been. It's delusion. If we won't hear truth, we'll send delusion. He'll send delusion. So we've been seeing delusion for a long time. But now it's to the point. Here's one thing that I feel certain about. I've said this before. Probably haven't said it enough. We feel like them, the wannabe controllers, the elites. I hate that word because they're not elite anything except elite jackasses. That's what they are. I don't like that word. These wannabe controllers, even Lucifer himself, that's where the genesis of these ideas of controlling. It's a Declaration of Independence versus the United Nations Charter on Human Rights, where they say that they run you basically. Are you endowed by your creator? Or are you not? When they want to control you, they, whoever they are, define it as you will, as they want to control, they need your permission. They will do nothing. They will not institute their plan without your acceptance. They will not put a mark on you without your acceptance. I mean, you're in the mark as far as their crosshairs, but you notice all these people get a shot. You don't have to take a shot. They'll force you, and they may manipulate you and may whatever, but you got to choose to get the shot. Klaus Schwab, this is not theory, just like you said, Klaus Barbie, I like that. They are planning in the near future to have some sort of chip, and you're marked. He said it, not me. First, it's going to be on your clothes, so there'll be some kind of wristband or some, you know, whatever. That's already here. They're already discussing that pretty heavily. California is rolling something that's called Immuniband right now. And then he says later it'll be implanted in your chip or in your hand or your body. He said that, not me. So to answer your question, yes. And so the battle line in your consciousness and your will, are you a talking cow that can be manipulated and be controlled and be penned, or are you endowed by your creator with unalienable rights and that you have a natural right to say no, I don't care what it is, and that your life is not worth as much as freedom? That is the American experiment. So that's really the question I think we're at. Unfortunately, these choices are getting narrower and narrower, and that's how I would answer. James, any comment to that, and then we'll move on.
I don't know about the biblical, but if you do a one-for-one comparison and a, like a table, yeah, everything is happening. And so I'm not a biblical prophet, but it does seem there's a one-to-one correlation between what's going on and predictions, unlike any other time in history.
Yeah, what James is saying is he's not a biblical prophet, but he can read too. And so to answer your question, yes. What you just said, James?
Yeah.
Go ahead, so, Chad. Anyway, last thought, and we got to go.
No, I don't think it's you have to be a prophet, but I was thinking when you were talking about the wristbands and the waistbands, do you think that's why they've launched all these oodles of satellites into orbit, so it's a means of tracking people?
Of course,
get all these
sure, it's much bigger than that. Yeah, it's a control grid for the whole planet. It's a prison planet, absolutely, for information.
Just,
and that's why you're
insane.
Yeah, that's why your the new refrigerators can link up to Wi-Fi, so they'll be able to control. They'll know what you have in your refrigerator. Oh, you ate too much this week. You consumed too much this week, Chad. There's people starving. Uh-huh. We have limited resources. We have limited meat. And you ate a little bit too much, my friend, this week. You're not getting meat, buddy. You know, you can see where they wanted to go. We got to go. Chad, great call. God bless you.
Thank you.
And, you know, I encourage you to pray to God and to take steps for your own. You know, we're going to get through this. Liberty is going to see through this. You know, I don't know what it's going to take, but it's going to see through it. James, we got about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. Really important. I wanted to talk about water purity and, your water filters. So let's talk about that, because we never have full time to address that. What's going on with the water with these forever chemicals that's in our system, and where are we?
Well, many states, especially in the Northeast, and it's going to be every place, are passing laws that they have to clean out the forever chemicals because these are very bad. They cause, they affect all parts of the body. They affect different people in different ways, but they resulted from Teflon and other chemicals used in industrial processes that are in the water table. And there's a very long list of them. So the laws are being passed that they have to remove it from the water in schools, in public municipal water systems, et cetera. And, federal laws are coming about. They're arguing over what levels they have to remove this and what are safe levels, et cetera. But really there's no safe level because they're cumulative. So if you have a little teeny bit in the water, then over time it just takes a longer period of time to accumulate it. But anyway, there's a huge demand for water filters in this country. And I, for 20 years, have sold water filters. I had, for the last 10 years, had my own product line, the JMCC GF water filters. I had whole house water filters and gravity feed water filters and under sink, et cetera. But there was a problem with them in that I couldn't produce very many of them. There was always a limitation. If people ordered from me, they knew that sometimes the supply and demand caused, you know, might be a month delay in getting their product. I had to overcome that to branch into the much bigger market. So I did that, spent a lot of time. I came out now. I have a new product line. It's called HI, which is for high capacity. And they are a step above before. Plus, I can have high capacity manufacturing. And that's something I've never had, the ability to fill large markets. So anyway, those are, I've gotten, they're actually in stock now. We're selling them. I've replaced the GF filters. My GF filters are still available. They're still there, the ceramic with the medium inside that removes everything that you do not need add-on filters. The new HI filters do everything the old ones did and more. They're cleanable, et cetera, but the manufacturing process allows me to make large quantities of these. And so anyway, the bottom line is I have a new product line of water filtration products, and now I'm getting into more industrial products, which will include products big enough to clean up city water systems. And so anyway, it's something I've worked on for a long time. So you can go to my webpage. And right now I have the gravity feed water filters. The HI elements are in stock. We're shipping them. The whole house water filters have the HI technology in them, et cetera. And so this opens up huge doors for the public being able to have access to good water filtration, because the stuff you buy at the big box store, et cetera, I mean, just it doesn't work. There's a lot of people who've been selling water filters who simply can't get them anymore. And so I went out and did everything necessary so that in about a month, I'll be with the stainless steel containers again. I've been trying to sell terracotta containers and that just didn't work. It's just big, clumsy, hard to make, only can get a few of them. So anyway, I've been very busy. And we'll be back online with water filters, the stainless steel containers, very soon, something that nobody else has. And I've just gone out and made it happen. Let's just put it that way.
Let me interrupt a second. Talk about the things that this, now they were, especially the whole house, which I think is extremely important. You know, you can get more fluoride by taking a shower than you can by drinking it. I don't know if you knew that, ladies and gentlemen, because of the heat and absorbs through the skin, correct, and what have you. Talk about what it gets out. It gets out the fluoride. It gets out. Talk about what your whole house filters take out.
Well, they're called volatile organic chemicals. That's thousands of different chemicals that are in the water. Takes out pharmaceuticals, heavy metals, and now the new HI filters actually take out radiation chemicals and related atomic species, something that I could not advertise before. Now I can. There are gases in the water that the GF filters did not take out. So people would have like the smell in their water. The HI filters take out the gases. So that's an improvement. They're cleanable. There, another thing is there was a problem shipping the ceramics in that they're breakable. And so with the modern shipping, UPS and postal, they were breaking a lot of stuff. The new ones are not breakable. You could take them and hit them on a table. They're not going to break.
I like
and
that.
And so, there's some essential improvements that have gone into this because I've got a lot of experience with water filtration. They're shippable and they can ship to foreign countries without worrying about arriving and, you know, beaten into little pieces.
What's the average person? We only got about a minute or so. For average household, you know, what does a system like this cost, and how long, you know, do you change filters every so often or what?
Well, the whole house filters are good for about 80,000 gallons of water, and it depends on the type of chemical. And there's 5 20-inch filter elements in a unit. They're stainless steel containers, but around $1,500 is what a unit costs.
Wow, that's a great deal. And what you can go on your site, jmccsci.com. We do have a caller, Winnie, hold there. James, hold there. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, Steve Bias, an interview, and maybe we'll finish up with Winnie and James. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.